My name is Kikuchi of SMBC Nikko Securities. There are three points that I'd like to ask about. First, about in regard to the breakdown of the guidance, I'd like to ask for details. Second, of the 14.5 billion yen increase, what would be the contribution by tipping point? And then, in regard to operating income, I understand that there will be an increase by 18.1 billion. And I'd like to ask about the expenses represented by tipping point for the operating expenses. And it was mentioned about 7.5 billion. In 119 yen to the dollar, I had heard previously about the impact. So, in regard to the continuous business of trend point and tipping point, I'd like to ask about this point in regard to your guidance as well as your operating expenses. Of course, in regard to your question, we can explain. If possible, we would appreciate it if you could wait one more quarter before doing any deep analysis, because tipping point is going to be a major factor. And at the end of March, we plan to close the deal, but there is the risk of fluctuating numbers based on how soon we can close the deal. And so, therefore, there's some difficulties in the numbers. And so, therefore, we would appreciate it if you could have this in mind. And in regard to tipping point, the deal hasn't finished yet, so it will not be included in Q1, but it'll be about 10 billion to 15 billion that we're assuming. Anything else? And this is the revenue? For three quarters, so it would be about in the area of 10 to 11 billion. What about OPEX? Well, we don't know yet. Well, excluding OPEX, the organic costs are what you're asking about? Yes. For the OPEX, what about the goodwill between tipping point and trend micro? If you divide it, how would it be? Would it be about 18 billion? Well, first of all, among the profits currently, there are some fluctuating elements, and the assessment hasn't been completed, but it'll be a very approximate number. But for operating income, the tipping point, excluding the goodwill, would be a positive number of 1 billion to 2 billion yen. And then for goodwill, we think that it would be 5 billion or more. And we're including that for three quarters. I understand. Now, what we had imagined was that, according to the previous release, the tipping point operating profit was 45 million. I think that was the image that we had. But it seems that it's three quarters. It seems to be limited at just 1 billion or 2 billion. Is there any reason for this? This is because of three quarters of a full year. So that's why we have the lesser number. And also, by integrating, we don't know about the net costs. And also, we don't know about the recognition of the deferred revenues. We are doing due diligence before the acquisition, but to get the same kind of deferred revenue mechanism, then we don't know yet what the numbers will be. So it may be a little less, and so we're taking that into account. And to explain, Tipping Point is not a separate company. It's a business that is being transferred from HP to us. So there was the services that HP had been providing to Tipping Point that we'll have to build up on our side. And during the course of the transaction, to what extent we must assume the burden has not been calculated in detail all the way through yet. We have some assumptions. And so we need to look at another quarter before we can understand the total picture. So perhaps it would be best to defer this discussion until then. Especially when it comes to tipping point, we're not going to have a complete change after the acquisition. It's the matter of the naming. There's the transfer from HP to us, and so the method of orders, acceptance, and the system, and the licensing. Now, how this is going to be transferred and when is undecided. So we'll have to wait another quarter before we can give you a more detailed explanation. And so, in coming up with this guidance internally, since the acquisition had not been completed, perhaps we should continue to exclude tipping point. But from the investor's standpoint, there is a certain impending acquisition, and yet to include that, there would be much argument about what would happen. And so, although there were uncertain factors, we decided to include the tipping point aspect here in coming up with a guidance. There are still fluctuating elements, but that the situation is as we have just explained. I understand. Well, I don't understand, but at any rate, well, we don't understand everything either. Additionally, though, please allow me to ask. What I wanted to ask was, what about goodwill? Previously, there was mention about the taxation, but what is the current situation there in regard to the tax effect? Well, where we get a transfer of the assets in which country from in regard to tipping point, taxation rates are different depending on the country. So, as we mentioned in the dividends, we have to look at the tax expenses. And when we look at this on a consolidated basis, we're looking at an apparent basis of taxation. And we're taking into consideration when we consider the dividends. But when it comes to what happens to those expenses, as mentioned, we haven't finished this process. So which assets will be transferred in which country has not yet been decided completely yet, and this will change things. So we'd like to look at the tax effects, and we still have an unclear picture in regard to the remaining portion. But when it comes to the we will have the dividends taken into consideration based on what is returned to us. Then once the picture becomes clear, please let us know. And the second question is, excluding tipping point for your FY performance, the costs are very difficult to understand. For tipping point, you mentioned about the profits. It's about 1 billion or 2 billion in terms of operating profit. So maybe it's about 5% contribution in operating profit, and it's only about 5% in terms of the dividends. So on a net income or operating income basis, then can we assume that it's not that big a factor? If that's the case, then net sales is not that impacted either, although this will increase the revenues. So what are the elements for the increase? As mentioned today, next year compared to this year, there's going to be even more decrease in consumer revenue. And there's the consumer, the now cloud, network security, and the existing virus countermeasures for enterprise. And there's the antivirus products that are reaching a mature market, so we can only expect a single-digit growth. And so we have to see 30% growth in the other areas. And this will be overall 4 to 5% increase. So that is why we do not see that much growth in the terms of the revenues. I'm having difficulty excluding tipping point, but it seems that income will not grow that greatly. So revenues will increase, but expenses will increase even more. Well, there are two ways of looking at it. There's the acquisition expenses. for the costs of the tipping point acquisition itself, and also as the sales breakdown changes, as already mentioned, there's the network security area where prior investments are necessary. The same applies to the cloud, and the margin rates are relatively low. That will increase overall, so that the profits will not increase that greatly. And for your reference, in this category, in the cloud and network area, I feel that it's only us and Check Point that are showing a profit, whereas the other company is not showing a profit at all. And that is the situation in the market. The market seems high, but we're looking at the addressable market. It's a large market, and we want to take the leadership position, even if we have to make prior investments. And so therefore, for this period, we must sacrifice to some extent profits in order to secure position. And we want to take a well-balanced approach to come up with our dividend amounts. And between the customer and the shareholder, we want to be able to be sure to benefit those parties. Then, if I may just ask one more additional aspect. It seems that your stock prices have gone up, but there are temporary expenses. So I feel that the temporary expenses will go down next year. They're one-time expenses related to the stock prices. Well, let's say that it continues at 4,200 yen and it will not change. It may well go down in regard to the fluctuations in the stock prices. And also on a pre-gap basis, there is the increase in profits. If this goes up, then we have these expenses increasing on a pre-gap basis. I talked about 800 million yen and 700 million yen per quarter, and it's in regard to the 800 million yen. But this has to come out because of an increase in the pre-gap income. I see. And third question is a simple question. In regard to the net sales for the cloud or the contribution to growth, you've talked about the European business. What's the business in particular? It may be several billion yen. It's not just one deal. Generally speaking, for antivirus measures, it's about 100 million or more. With just Deep Discovery, there's a major bank, and we have over 600 million yen with just one company. So it's not just one company that contributed to the growth. There are various ones. Yes, that's correct. And it's in Deep Discovery. But there's also Deep Security that has some major deals. So both combined, for the enterprise market, we have seen growth because of the cloud-related business and also the ATP countermeasures. Thank you very much.
Any other questions? Thank you very much for your presentations. My questions are somewhat similar, but on page 35, I have some specific number-related questions. To summarize what you said, so we have the quarter that ended. So this is minus 44 tipping point because it's between 1 to 1.2 billion and 5 to 6 billion. The gap is about 4 billion. But it seems that the profit is increasing only by about 400 million. But on page 35, you look at the cost. Stock option expenses, this is growing from 3.7 to 5.6, and salary benefit is an additional 4.3 billion, and I'm sure that this is related to the performance-linked bonuses. If you can give us detailed numbers, that would be great, but stock option, if this goes down to 3.7, this is going to push up the profit by 2 billion. and salary and benefit, this is 4.3 billion increase. So 1 to 2 billion cost reduction can happen if you work on this. So for this particular fiscal year, I think the bottom two items should be reduced. That is my opinion. And also goods and software, capitalization, one-off item. And this was a one-off item for fourth quarter. But as far as the cost is concerned, it should be reduced. And going forward, it should be a factor for profit increase because this is about 1 billion. So if we add all of these different numbers, I wouldn't be surprised if the profit increased by 3 billion. So how do you estimate these bottom two numbers for this fiscal year, coming fiscal year? This is not tipping point. This is Trend Micro's business plan. So I'm sure you can give us a clearer answer. Let me try to address your question. Stock option cost. This forecast is based on Q4 closing price, which was 4,930 yen, and we applied this for the full year. So 2015 and 2016, the difference is about 800 million yen reduction or negative factor. It's not big. So as Mr. Negi mentioned somewhat jokingly, if the current stock price level is continued, then 1 to 2 billion yen a cost reduction may occur. But that factor is not included in the forecast. So at 4,930 yen, there's going to be a reduction of 800 million compared to the previous fiscal year. Cost of goods sold, this is the other question that you had. Where does the variance come from? Well, in this fiscal year, maybe it goes out and comes in back again. And if you just look at the difference, that would be about a 200 to 300 million yen reduction. So combined, we're only talking about the cost reduction factor of 1 billion yen. So it's not as big as you say. Where do we see a big increase, headcount cost? As Mr. Negi mentioned earlier, we are still making prior investment, especially in the US and Europe. We are still hiring people and trying to find people with higher skill levels. We did this in 2015. We will continue that effort in 2016, and we have estimated the cost increase for that. For salary and benefit, pre-gap linked bonus is lower, but the normal hiring will increase, yes. Is it going to be a major increase then, according to the headcount increase? It depends on what you expect. But it is not a dramatic increase or decrease. The trend is the same as 2015. It's about equivalent to 10 headcounts in securities firm brokers. I don't think our company would be a good difference. You must be talking about non-Japanese security brokers. Any other questions?
My name is Eguchi, and for consumer security, I would like to ask about your thinking. Mr. Omikawa said that the unit prices are going up where there's growth. But on the other hand, Mr. Negi has said that for this fiscal year, it may no longer grow and may even go down. But for 2015, the unit prices went down and the numbers went up. But now it's going to peak up from here onwards. Is my interpretation correct? And also in the U.S., for the consumer market, have you kept down the rebates in your strategy? Could you give us an update on the situation there? Thank you very much. It's as you say, this year, there is the white package, the three-year version, and the percentage there has increased. And then this year, the target is the renewal, but there's going to be a decrease this year. And so therefore, in Japan, the targeted renewals will go down, and so the money amounts will also go down. But then from the second half of this year to next year, this should increase, but there will be a decline this year. And America, as you say, we're focusing our efforts as mentioned, we're taking a new format. There's the premium support we have in Japan, and we're trying to take a new perspective in America as well to re-enter the market. The timing hasn't been decided yet, so we can't say anything definite, but it is a fact that a new effort shall be made.
I'm Sato. Page 14, cloud-related slides. I think this includes the forex effect. If you exclude that, how much is the number? I think it's more or less the same. As Mr. Negi mentioned, in Europe, deep discovery and deep security did very well. And as you may know, euro was weak during this period. At constant currency, these numbers should be higher, maybe 39% or 38% instead of 34. I see. Thank you very much. I'm Tanaka from Mitsubishi UFJ Morgan Stanley Securities. Stock option cost. Do you have a plan to change this plan? Pre-GAAP is good and you're paying bonuses, that's great. But in terms of performance and the PL, if the revenue is increasing and the profit is increasing, then the stock option is increasing. Well, if the stock price goes up, actually the cost increases. So it's actually difficult for me to explain your stock to the investors. So what kind of mechanism is there? In terms of stock option, something similar is happening. But in terms of accounting standards, you cannot really see this. So the question is, do we show it to the investor or hide it from the investor? We should show it. Because if the bonus is related to a stock price, if the stock price goes up, of course, the bonus should go up. And of course, we can hide the mechanism to the investors. But somebody can do the calculation and they will see the actual cost. We believe that our method is more transparent. This is different from option, and the cost will go down if that stock price goes up. And if the, for example, stock price is 3,000, the investors will benefit in terms of increased dividend. So we believe that our system is more reasonable. From the investor's perspective, well, if they want to look at this or if you think we should hide it from them, that would be one option. But for the time being, we believe that our current method is better. And one additional question. Network security seems to be a very good business. And I can really see that there is a momentum. But in terms of a profit recovery, last year was positioned as a year of preparation, and this year is again positioned as the year of preparation. So how long do you think it will take before we begin to see the result? Well, Eva, you mentioned that you should not focus on money, but how long will it take before we see the profit coming from this business?
First of all, I really think now is the good time to spend more money because of the negative interest rate in the bank. We already have too much money at the bank. But seriously, I think every year we prepare for next year's growth, right? So I admit, yes, in the past few years, we've been preparing for the cloud and data center. And now the cloud and data center has been growing and showing profit. But now I think the network security is a new area, which Mahendra also explained. It's a new area for us, and therefore we need to hire new people for the security and, of course, the tipping point part, the people cost and the infrastructure that we inherit also will take more cost. But as I say, I think this completion of our solution, three-layer, that we already completed. And once we complete, I believe we are the strongest, best threat defense company in the world. Then I think it's worthwhile to invest those money than put those money in the bank and get penalty, right?
I would like to add, there are some things that you cannot really see from these numbers, and this is my personal opinion. But if you think about the business soundness, I think the situation is better than before, because you have to look at this from three perspectives. First of all, we have the concept of 3C, user protection, cloud, and custom defense. And if it's just 1C, then our competition can come in and take over. It's a risk. And as Mr. Omika mentioned, connected defense better together. So 3Cs is very effective. So within our customer base, we start with 1C and then try to increase it from 2C and 3C. And as we do that, in terms of neural and also the customer life cycle, it will get longer and better and more stable. Secondly, it's not just a transaction amount, but we have to think about that strategic security, and we can talk with the management. If it's just virus antivirus, we cannot really talk with the CIOs or management, but now we have a system to talk with the top management. And thirdly, the scale will be bigger, network and the virus. And compared to the trend 3 years ago, I think from this perspective, things have improved. And the business, our business is getting stronger because of that. But whether or not you can see the numbers, that in the numbers, that's a different question. But basically, our strategy has been executed properly, and whatever we were aiming for 8 years ago, 5 years ago, we are achieving. If you continue to change the strategy all the time, then it's very risky. But this is something that we have been talking about for many years, that we're executing, and the impact and the result of the execution is now becoming more apparent. Are there any questions?